Now, up to 1,000 young people with disabilities are expected to attend a summit in Croke Park this autumn. Beyond Limits is being organised by the Ombudsman for Children to help empower young people with disabilities and follows a nationwide consultation with the young people themselves, as well as parents and disability organisations. The summit takes place on October the 19th. To tell us more, we're joined by the Children's Ombudsman, Niall Muldoon, and by one of the young people who'll be taking part, 15-year-old Daniel Daly from Banagher in County Offaly. You're both very welcome to the programme and thank you for coming to talk to us this morning. Niall, if I can come first to you, how did this idea come about? What was the initiative for this and what do you hope to achieve?
Well, we've been highlighting as part of our strategic plan the issues around disability for a long time. And one of the things that we've noticed is that I've been invited to many conferences and events for children and young people, inspiring and empowering events. And we noticed that there was a lack of children and young people with disabilities attending these. And we just wanted to try and create an event that was empowering for children and young people with disabilities, specifically for them, but also at such a high level and exciting and encouraging. So that children and young people with disabilities could find their voice and allow them to talk about the issues that are important to them. And that's why we did the consultation around the country, and we went to Coot Hill and Cavan. We've been to Sligo. We've had young people like Daniel in to speak to us in the office as well to find out what they wanted from the event. And we've created around their ideas and their things. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking about things like education, technology, employment, extracurricular activities. And it's really been a fantastic event for us because it's taken us it'll be 2 years by the time we put it on stage. And we've got buy-in from all over the country. People like the president is going to open it. We've got Paralympians coming to it as well. We've got technology firms. We've got EY, consultancy firm involved with us. And we've had huge support and encouragement from people around the country.
As you said, Daniel, you were one of those who was asked what you thought about this. What did you say when you were asked what you made of this idea?
Of the conference?
Yes.
Well, at first I was a bit baffled because, I mean, asking me. But then, I thought about it after a while and give it a bit more thought. And I said to myself, right, well, I mean, may as well. I mean, it could do a bit of good for someone and it'd spread awareness, at least I hoped. So,
Now, you've been involved in your own community in Banagher in addressing some of these issues. I think you got a Garda Youth Award. Isn't that right for initiative that you undertook about mobility in the town? Tell us a bit about that.
Well, back around October, one of the teachers came to me and said, would you mind doing a project with us? And I said, I would, miss. Would I get out of class for it? So she said, a bit, I suppose. And they were...
You're visually impaired, so the challenge you faced was actually getting around the town, getting from A to B, and that's what you looked at, isn't that right?
That's right, yeah, trying to improve the town, put in more pedestrian crossings really was one of them, and improving the pavings on the side of the road, mostly. And
and you've produced a sensory map, is that how it's described?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. So it's a tactile map. I think sensory was the official term.
Yeah. It's called Daniel's Vision, I think. Is that right? Or through Daniel's Vision. Is that right?
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are the kind of ideas, Niall, presumably, that you'll be wanting to hear about then.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we want to hear from the children and young people on the day about the things that are working for them and also the issues that they have. And again, what we heard in the consultations, they have the same issues as every other children and young people, but just sometimes it can be harder to articulate it and can be harder to fix it as well. So things like mobility, as you hear, even just getting around your own town can be difficult. Things like access to technology, access to education in certain ways, access to relationships and the issue that go with relationships and isolation that can be there. So we want to talk about the real things, and we also want to give them an opportunity to see things they may not have seen. So we've got all sorts of exhibitors as well coming in to show the opportunities that are there for children and young people. We've got sports organisations, the GAA have been fantastic. They're going to allow us time on the pitch as well. So it's really been an exciting event to pull together, and we really want to make it so that other organisations, when they set up their events, they can consider bringing children and young people in a more normal fashion.
Yeah, and I suppose, Daniel, from your point of view, it's an opportunity, or will be an opportunity, to meet other young people with a disability from all over the country and find out what they're doing and what sort of a difference they're making.
Yeah, I mean, just getting to meet people and just see how they're getting on from their view, getting around with mobility and stuff. I hope to find out that sort of stuff anyway.
And Niall, what would you hope would come beyond this? You'll have the day, as we say, on the 19th of October, and then what?
Yeah, I suppose what we're doing, two things will happen. One is we raise awareness of disability and children and young people and the need for them to have exactly the same opportunities as everybody else. But we also hope that it will encourage other event organisers to lead with the idea of having children and young people with disabilities engaged fully in their event, not just as one or two people coming along and being available to them. But I suppose if you steal the term, the logo from Women in Sport, if they can see it, they can be it. And I think that's what we're trying to do, to make it as normal as possible for children and young people with disabilities to be involved in big events like this.
And Daniel, you'll be looking forward to it, will you? You'll be there?
That's right, yeah.
And you'll be hoping that the day is a great success, I'm sure.
Oh, I hope so anyway.
All right, I'm sure it will be. Thank you for coming in to talk to us. That's Daniel Daly from Banagher and Niall Muldoon, the Children's Ombudsman. And good luck with the summit, which you can get tickets, by the way, are available.
Tickets will be available. We're launching after 11 o'clock this morning. So they'll be beyondlimits.ie is the website after 11 o'clock, or oco.ie. You can get the tickets in both of those.
All right, well, thanks again. It's 2 minutes to 9.